If you've been to a cannabis dispensary, chances are you've seen hundreds of plastic containers and double-zippered bags line the shelves. Most of that plastic will end up in a landfill, but eco-friendly packaging can be pricey. And State Impact's Beth Wallace reports, environmental sustainability in Oklahoma's competitive cannabis industry is proving unsustainable for some.
Blaine Mooney opens a Mylar bag inside Tahlequah's Primetime Buds dispensary. Primetime used to use plastic pop tops. And for a while, medical marijuana patients would bring their used, empty containers back to the dispensary, where they were picked up by a company to be recycled. That is, until the recycling company shut down, and the boxes and boxes of used containers took over any remaining storage space at the dispensary. Mooney says it just became untenable to take back any more containers.
We only have one storage room, I guess you could say, and with those big old boxes, you can only do so many.
Storage wasn't the only issue. Those pop tops were pricey. Mooney says they cost him about twice as much as the Mylar bags, and with Oklahoma's highly competitive medical cannabis market, not many businesses are looking to increase their prices.
I get asked maybe 3 or 4 times a day, you know, like, how bad is the market? And it's horrible. Like, I won't even lie. Sometimes it's nice, you know, because you get good prices on good stuff. But then again, I mean, right down the road, they're probably selling it a little bit cheaper, so they just lower it, and the market's just gotten so destroyed.
Mooney takes me around the cases and shelves displaying gummies and pre-rolls and points to the deli-style selection of different jars filled with buds. He says the store is constantly dropping its prices just to keep up. For example,
This was running 9 a gram, dropped this to $6 a shelf, and that one was the $6, dropped that to $3.57 a gram.
Businesses are in a race to the bottom when it comes to costs, and many just aren't willing to raise prices to compensate for recyclable or biodegradable packaging. With over 2,000 dispensaries in Oklahoma and nearly 10% of the state's population carrying medical cards, you can see how quickly the waste stacks up. At Mooney's store, he says he averaged over 1,000 pop tops every week. Primetime Buds uses Mylar bags now, and while they technically can be partially recycled, you'd be lucky to find a recycling center that takes them on. Ron Bassick-Smith is the co-founder and CEO of Sauna Packaging, a Colorado-based company that works with manufacturers using materials like plant-based hemp plastic and reclaimed ocean plastic to create recyclable, reusable, or compostable cannabis packaging. He says even with Oklahoma's super competitive market, he does have Oklahoma clients.
Probably well over $100,000 in packaging purchase that's gone to the state of Oklahoma.
Bassick-Smith acknowledges the stresses of a demanding market, especially in less affluent areas around the state. He says it points to a larger corporate system of shirking environmental responsibilities in favor of low prices and high profits.
In the price-sensitive rural areas, like, you know, sustainability is just isn't the concern. I think it's always almost an elitist conversation sometimes to demand that, you know, everyone's going to be able to afford these things until, like, those who are profiting the most off of it make it a priority. If the consumers care, then there's a higher likelihood that you're going to be rewarded for doing something about it.
Overall, he says it comes down to a moral question.
Should business owners, you know, be responsible for the waste that they're putting out into the world, and should they do whatever they can do to reduce it?
Back at Primetime Buds, I asked Blaine Mooney if he'd consider switching to alternative packaging, like biodegradable or ocean-claimed plastic.
I mean, if we can get to a reasonable price, I mean, it's a packaging, so it's hard to spend, you know, crazy amounts on packaging like that. And you know, if it's from hemp and stuff like that, it's going to be expensive.
If Oklahoma wasn't so competitive, would that be a different conversation?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, 100%.
For State Impact, I'm Beth Wallace.